Who are you?
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. No, you can't. Aaron's not here. Never mind. Watch us on Twitch.
Tyler doesn't know how to use Facebook.
Get us Twitter. Get us on Twitter. Watch us on Twitch. And joining us now is one of the all-time greats here at Gal Media, Lance Zierlein.
I thought you were mad at him because he didn't like your idea.
Well, no, he went from number one in the power rankings because he poo-pooed my idea for terrible reasons. But, you know, he's still a legend. What's up, Lance?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're hanging in there, Lance. I guess much like you, we're realizing the likelihood of college football happening is dwindling. I mean, if you were putting odds on it, where are you at now that football will happen?
College football happening in fall? Any college football happening in the fall?
Yeah.
Oh, see, me and Granato argued about this today. I was at about 85% no, and that was only because yesterday there was some pushback. Now I would say I'm getting a lot closer to 100%. But I mean, you know, the wild card truly is, here's the thing. Wild card really is the fact that there could be a conference or two who says, look, we have all the eyes on us. We have all the spotlight on us. We feel like where we are, we've got great testing potential, or maybe an entire conference says that. And we're not going to risk we're going to get our TV money done. This may give us added exposure. I mean, you almost get the sense of listening to John that you don't get the sense. I think it's very obvious that Houston could look at this as a chance to really try to shine and eventually get into the Power Five, because there's a fear that this could help broaden the Power Five and Group of Five. You know, it's going to really space that out. I think here's what's interesting. Let's say a group of five goes like the American says, we're going to play now by ourselves and get all the attention. But let's just say all the buzz is like, man, this is kind of crazy. You got football starting, and whenever it starts, this is going to be pretty wild to get a whole set of football games every March. This is really going to be incredible that we got pro football and we followed it up with college football. Like, this is really awesome. And you're not going to be part of that. Now, the flip side of that coin is that asking players to play 20 games over the course of a year, that is going to be a lot. So they're going to have to figure that out. So saying that you move to the spring sounds great on paper, but I think there's a lot more from a logistics standpoint that has to be figured out that is going to make it difficult. And then, you know, as far as watching football in the fall, I don't know. If the Big 12 stands tall and the SEC, would probably be the last domino to fall. And I could see the SEC playing, y'all do you. We're just going to keep doing things the way that we want to do them. So we could have maybe an all SEC fall, you know, whatever it takes. I mean, I'll take whatever I can get college football-wise, but I don't feel hopeful, because once the Big Ten shut it down and the Pac-12 followed, I felt like this was going to be a domino effect from the beginning.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's not going to, we were talking about this earlier, doesn't just kind of go through political lines here, though, that the South, and especially since Georgia opened up so much, that the Southern states are just going to say, screw it, we're going to go.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's entirely possible. But that's what made the Big Ten a little surprising to me, except for the fact that they had some of their players come out with the myocarditis, which I think that was the one that really scared the Big Ten, is seeing that there were athletes, and I think a couple of them were asymptomatic, come out with this myocarditis, which had an impact on the heart. And I think there's a a fear that they don't want to be, you know, they want to make sure that they get as much information as possible before proceeding. And that's kind of why I think college football will eventually shut down for the fall, is because it gives more time to do more studies and get more information on, you know, on whether or not there's an issue. Well, here's something I didn't know. You guys maybe did. There's a Michael Ojo. I don't know if it's Ojo or Oho, a basketball player who plays overseas. He played at Florida State. That's 7'1", 300 pounds. And he had COVID previously, but he also died of a heart attack at age 27. And I think that's one of the ones that Dan Walken brought this up on Twitter, that he's that case, a young athlete in his 20s who had a heart attack, and he also had COVID. Now, are they mutually exclusive? You know, I don't know.
No one knows.
But yeah. I think that's another one that's really scaring people, along with Eduardo Rodriguez. I don't know about you guys, but I thought the whole time, once Eduardo Rodriguez shut it down with this myocarditis, I kind of felt like that was a much bigger deal than people were making of it.
Yeah, that's you know, and that, I guess that's part of the reason why they're pushing it back. But it is a tough thing, because, you know, if you just can't make decisions right now. And my thought was, well, just it push the season back a month. Maybe we know more then. But, you know, I guess they feel like they know enough.
I feel like you'd know. I feel like it's impossible to know. I mean, it may be one of these things where we get to October and we're like, man, we could totally be having football right now. You know, just, I don't know. Maybe more studies will come out. Maybe there will be some kind of breakthrough. Maybe in October or November we feel totally different. But then again, if we feel totally different in October or November, you know, maybe they can push. Because here's the thing, in the southern states, we could easily be playing football in February. That wouldn't even be a problem. I mean, frankly, maybe even in January, and it wouldn't be a problem. But I do understand that in Big Ten country, that's going to be a lot tougher. And you're going to have cold games in March. So, you know, March, April, May, June, July, August, that's 60 days off, and you're turning around on football again. That's a lot to ask.
Well, yeah, we were talking about this earlier. It's like, what about the sports that are going now, like the NBA and NHL? There's no way you're going to turn those around to what the regular season would be. I mean, you might be looking at 2021 before you start next year.
Yeah, I think basketball is going to be Christmas. I still think basketball is going to be close to Christmas. But, you know, they may also next year say, hey, let's just do 60 games, because I think they're going to start. I think they'll start in a bubble. And Daryl Morey, when he was on the show with us, kind of made a quick hit mention of it, almost in passing, about, you know, a bubble and maybe for next year too. And when you think of the timeline, yeah, I mean, it's unlikely there's going to be a vaccine. So I would imagine they will ask them to be in a bubble, but not for the whole year. So maybe they do start a little later, give them some more time off, and then plan on the first half of the season being in a bubble and the second half of the season being at you know, home venues, depending on how things are going.
I wonder at what point that you start really having salary cap ramifications if you have, you know, the rest of this season and half of next season with no fans.
Yeah, that's the concern.
Have you heard anything else from the NFL? I mean, because I just realized that we're 4 weeks away on Thursday from Texans Chiefs. Is everything still all systems go there?
Yep, and the NFL feels like, unlike college, they've got, first of all, they feel like they're like basketball. They're in a situation where everyone's tested. They know exactly who has it, who doesn't. The numbers have been extremely low right now. The facilities are extremely clean. And if they can convince players to keep themselves in their own bubbles, basically, when they leave that facility, and even if they don't, they're being tested so frequently that they are going to catch it. So, I mean, you know, they're going to catch when somebody has it. So I think the NFL, I don't even think it's a thought of not playing. I think the NFL feels like they're going to be good and going to be ready to go, and that it will come off a lot like baseball and basketball. Well, I shouldn't say baseball, but basketball has.
What I don't like that the NFL is doing, or I guess what I don't like that the NFL is not doing, it doesn't seem like they've got a backup plan in place. Like, for when inevitably, when the first person tests positive, it's almost like they don't have a secondary plan. Like they,
I think they do.
Okay,
I just don't think you know what it is, because, and now I'm not saying this is what it is, but I had heard some rumblings about at one point pushing the season back to, you know, late September, early October, and pushing those first 4 weeks of games to the back end of the schedule. So I think what they could do is still leave that open as, hey, contingency is, you know, in one way, they're lucky that they only have a game every 7 days. So if they catch an outbreak, they might miss one, you know, a team might be forced to miss 1 week of games, or maybe even two, but then you might be able to push it back. Now, two would be tough if you ask the whole league to take that long off before the playoffs start. That seems unlikely. Or if a team is, you know, the other thing is if a team's out of playoff contention, you don't make those games up. But I do think there is that potential to have a game put into a bye week situation, you know, move the schedule around to move it to a bye week, or to potentially take out that gap week between, you know, there's the 2 weeks between the championship games and the Super Bowl, and throw in a game there and kind of just alter your playoff scenario, where the first week of playoffs, wild card, will turn into makeup games, any makeup games football-wise that needs to be played, and then, you know, you save them all for that week, and then you go from there, you start the playoffs the week after. So I think there is a contingency plan in place. I don't think they want to talk about it publicly.
Well, I'm guessing they're just hoping that they don't have to deal with it, because if you do get like, okay, so for 2 weeks these teams can't play, and then you to the league takes 2 weeks off, and then all of a sudden two other teams have it, and you know that could just turn into a, you know, butterfly effect thing. So, yeah, you know, but hopefully they'll try it. Now, what about fans in the stands here? Is it going to be different with team to team, state to state?
I think it's going to be. I think they'll come with a broad base. Yeah, I think they'll leave it up to the state, but I think it's going to be broad based. I don't expect this to be the first sport where fans are in the stands because of how big the stadiums are. I think it's very reasonable to believe that you could get 20 to 25% of the people in there and simply, you know, almost do like you when you're at a restaurant and you know, and you're on your phone, or when you have that buzzing thing, whenever it buzzes, it's your turn to go to the gates and come into the stadium. How they figure it out with ticket holders, I don't care, because that's up to y'all, because I'm not a ticket holder, so that's not my business. But, yeah, I do think there is a decent chance that they'll have fans in the stands for football.
Or, you know, I think even if the first half of the season you don't, but by the second half things are better, you know, you certainly could do it that way too. So,
well, have you guys noticed we don't hear a lot about the dire situation in Houston, and I think it's because the numbers have been coming down, and it's like the media doesn't cover the positive news at all, or the good news, so you kind of have to go digging around for it. Nationally, you won't find it, but I have noticed that local television stations, when you go to their websites, they tend to have, you know, they're going to have the local news that you need anyway, so I don't know. I haven't heard a whole lot about it, so I'm assuming the rolling five-day average has been better here.
Yeah, well, there was a couple weeks ago where I was telling me, hey, the numbers are down week to week, and then they went back up, but they're down.
They went back up.
They're down again, though, from last week's numbers, and they're down from where they were 2 weeks ago. And more importantly, the hospitals are not as slammed now. So
that
is positive news, and you know, I think it's going to be up to us, Lance, to be the ones to report that, because nobody else does, and you know, because that doesn't get you page views, because cron.com, all they do is tell you, oh, this many more new cases, that brings the total to, okay, give me some context, guys.
I remember when Fred was the editor, he would have things like, man loses his leg, click here to find out.
Yeah, well, we did that.
I'm just kidding. No. You didn't do that.
We did.
It's so clickbaity now. But you know, Fred,
it's worse now. But we did stuff like that. Sure.
No, but I feel bad though. I do feel bad, because I think that's one of the worst things in society right now is the clickbait, the misleading headlines, all that stuff. But then I also realize that's because there's so much competition right now for eyes that editors and headline writers, and they feel so much pressure to do whatever it takes to get eyes in there. And it's, unfortunately, it's lowered the standards badly.
No, I've talked about that a lot on this show, but it's a real problem now. And that's why people don't trust the media, is because they are misleading. And we try really hard not to do that on Sports Map. We try hard not to do that on a lot of things. By the way, yesterday, lowest total in 2 weeks here in Houston area.
Wow, and cricket.
In fact, it's also the second lowest total since the 4th of July, where, you know, there weren't many cases reported because it was the 4th. But second lowest total since then, 1,370 cases.
Wear your mask. I mean, they ask everyone to mask up. Mask became mandatory, and all of a sudden, all of a sudden the numbers are way, way down. I mean, let's not be stupid. Maybe we can get a little football back, not college football.
No, but that's a thing. That, and just because it's positive doesn't mean stop distancing and stuff. But, and really there have been several better days here over the last week. So, it's out there. And if you go to the Texas Medical Center website, tmc.edu, you can keep track of the trends. And there's
what's the website?
Tmc.edu.
All right.
For Texas Medical Center. And the 7-day trend, the arrow's going down, just so you know.
Good.
All right, Lance. Appreciate you coming on, man. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. Well, let's I gotta go now to my man Lawyer Dave. Lawyer Dave is if you've got, if somebody makes you go to work when they know the Rona's there and you get it and get sick and die, do you have any kind of recourse there, Dave?
Well, the people up in Washington are still debating whether or not to give the businesses that do that sort of thing immunity or not. And so it's an open question. I've had several phone calls on that issue, and I'm looking at a couple of folks' tragic cases. But at this point in time, I can't give them any legal advice.
Well, you can give them legal advice on a lot of other stuff, though. Like if they've been in an accident or maybe they have been misdiagnosed with something, you can help them out there.
You bet that's right, Blitzers. Hey, if you've been in an accident of any kind, anywhere, call me, Lawyer Dave, at 713-626-8900, and I'll help you out. And one of the things that most of the Blitzers appreciate is the fact that we try this case together, we win together. If we lose, you don't owe me anything. How about that, Fred?
That's the best, right? It's like not a dime comes out of your pocket. If you need to go to the doctor, you don't have to worry about that. You'll even get an Uber for them, right?
That's exactly right. If people don't have the ability to get back and forth to a doctor, and more importantly, don't know what doctor to see or don't have any money to pay in these desperate times, we'll get them to a doctor. Won't cost them any money out of their pocket. We'll get them a ride back and forth. We'll help them out whatever way we can, Fred, get the Blitzers what they need to get better and get paid.
Consultations, not a dime out of pocket for that. So if they've got a legal question, they can call you, and if it's not something you do, you'll get them in the right place.
You bet. Anytime somebody calls me with any kind of question, I'll either know the answer or know somebody who does, and I'll either answer them myself or send them on their way, and I'm glad to do that. And consults are always free because, this job basically is a service, and I'm privileged to have the opportunity to offer that kind of advice, for sure.
And all you do is win, my man. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Hit me up, boys and ladies, at 713-626-8900. Or you can hit me up on my web address, which is lawyerdave.com. Or you can tweet me at lawyerdavelaw. Or, again, as always, through my friend Fred.
Yeah, you guys can always hit me up. And if you can't remember that, I'm happy to put you in touch with Dave. What do they do if they need a lawyer?
They better dial Dave.
Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You can text the show. You can tweet at us. It's at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can also watch us on Twitch, where, just rolling right along today, talking about trying to find positive trends sometimes. And actually Bill said to their point, the only negative COVID data gets reported yesterday. Texas reported 4,400 new cases, which is about half of what they've been averaging. And no one mentioned it today. 8,900 new cases, and I'll bet there'll be all kinds of reports.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it is frustrating because it is, I mean, everybody's scared enough as it is. And then when you see these numbers, and that's the thing that's kind of been bothering me, which is why I keep going back to this. And so when the trend went the wrong way again, I kind of felt bad because, like, damn, I finally found something that we can look at as a positive and whoops. But now it's back on the right track. But it's like every story starts off with this amount of new cases, which really isn't in context with anything. Total amount of cases, total deaths. That's what gets reported. And then maybe five paragraphs down, you'll find out, well, the percentage of deaths has gone way down. But yeah, it's hard enough in this world to try to figure out, you know, what's going on when you can't really trust the information you're getting. And in a lot of cases, they don't really know. So, hey, Angel said, did you hear about Pat D. Stat? What happened to Pat D. Stat?
Pat D. Stat,
yeah,
is let's say accused.
So I sent the article to. It came out on Awful Announcing yesterday around 5, and I had heard these rumors from a former intern of ours who personally knew one of the victims. I'll just send you the tweet, and there's a pretty long list of basically, he got fired from the SI because they did a background check on him. They found out his name is not actually Pat Starr. It's Patrick Cologne, and he had improper relations with a high school student while he was a coach in, I think, LaGrange, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that good or not good?
I'm going to go with that's not good.
So...
And supposedly, they've already scrubbed, I want to say 2 months worth of articles that he's posted. So you can't find anything on their site since May or June.
Should we call 790 and ask if they have anything to say about this?
They still have some of his stuff up on their site.
Huh.
What's his Twitter look like now?
It looks like a ghost land for the last 3 or 4 days.
Hmm. Yeah, he hasn't tweeted, I think, since August 8th or 9th.
Oh, awkward.
Wow.
Do we know if the high school student was male or female? Not that it matters. I'm just curious.
I believe female. And I believe this is also from a Reddit comment that was linked in the article, but the comment since been deleted, but you can still find it if you Google it. It said that the victim was a 15-year-old. And he was 23 or 24 at
the time. The hope was 17, because in the great state of Texas, while it would be considered probably bad form for an adult to have sex with a 17-year-old at the high school that he worked at, I don't think it'd be... Well, it might be illegal, but it wouldn't be statutory rape. It would be some other sort of...
I do think, and we have a lot of teachers who listen that can clarify this, but I do think it's illegal in the state of Texas for teachers to have sexual relations with students, no matter what the age thing is.
Yeah, and I think they listed the charges as one of them was sexual assault, and the other was, where was it? I just had it. Improper relations with a student, however that, and he pled guilty to all of this, so I think that there was probably a plea deal in place. So,
you know what's even crazier?
So he kind of moved here and changed his name?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
And he's never posted a picture of himself.
Ooh, you know?
Like on his profile picture.
Didn't he go through like a long...
he got in a very bad car accident a few years ago.
Physical rehab.
Yeah, a bunch of people gave money to him.
No,
yeah.
His dad died in the same wreck. I think he still walks with a cane, or he used to.
I'll tell you what's wild. If you Google... Patrick Cologne.
There's another one.
The very first story that pops up is Patrick Cologne, 24, of New Rochelle, New York, was sentenced on May 22nd. The musician pleaded with judge for leniency. Child porn was found on his computer. He's the son of salsa legend Willie Cologne. If you've got the name Patrick Cologne, apparently you've got a thing for the children's. Hmm. Well, I don't like it. I'm against pretty much all sex-related crimes against children. I shouldn't even say pretty much. I'm actually against all. There's no...
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone that you would vouch for.
No. I'm out on you, man. And...
And supposedly somebody emailed the Texans about this because he is out at camp a lot. He literally covers the team. And he's there every day. And they said that they are investigating the validity of this report.
Here's what I'll say about the validity of this report, Fred. Everyone, of course, is innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
If I were in his position and I were being accused of this, of being a pedophile all over the interwebs, guess what I would do? I would get online and say, sir, you are all mistaken. This is a lie. I am suing you. This is you're in big trouble, buddy, pal. I'd call Lawyer Dave.
Oh, yeah.
The fact
Lawyer Dave would be tweeting it up.
The fact that this has come out and there's not a tweet been sent from that account makes me go.
Yeah, and I mean, all this stuff went down in 2003, 2004, and then he pled guilty in 2008. And so his 10 years of probation was up in 2018.
Now, here's, man, and this is the other thing. It says this was in Schulenburg, Texas.
Okay.
Here's where it goes to, I mean, should he be fired? I don't know. I mean, if he did the time that he was given, which it seems like he did, right?
But is just probation enough?
Not to me, but that's what the justice system put on him.
Well, that's true.
So now, should he be shunned on Twitter? Shunned by, I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is. Should he be canceled? That's what we do to everyone in 2020. I don't know. But to his credit, this happened a long time ago, and he served the punishment that was handed down by the justice system. Do I think that going by Patrick Starr and pretending that this never happened and like trying to pull the okie doke on your audience is fair or, you know, anything that I can get behind? I don't think so. I think that's wrong.
Definitely immoral.
Yeah.
Well, I do believe in second chances. I believe people should get the opportunity to, like if someone... You know, someone actually, when we were almost able to hire for Sports Map, said, listen, I was in prison. Does that eliminate me? I go, no, I want to know about the crime, but you telling me up front is important. Because if you don't tell me and I find out later, I'm firing your ass in a heartbeat. And that's the thing that I would say, if the dude worked here and we found that out, that he misrepresented himself, yeah, he'd fire him in a heartbeat. You don't think twice. And he deserves to be because he lied. And I feel like, though, if you're up front about it, then, yeah, people do deserve second chances and sometimes third chances because not everybody's perfect. That particular crime, probably not going to work for me. You know, it also depends. It depends on how bad the crime was. Did you hurt someone else? Was there, you know, domestic violence? Those kind of things. I wouldn't hire you. But... It doesn't mean people can't rehab it. Just to me, it depends on the crime. This one, it's kind of that's on my no-fly list.
That's a tough one for me to personally get over.
Yeah. That doesn't mean somebody else shouldn't do it. I'm just saying for me, if I'm making the hire, that's on my no-fly list.
Let me also, and this was, apparently there were multiple victims, not just the one. The one that has spoken up was 15 at the time he was 29.
Yeah, that's a hard no for me.
And it apparently was not the kind of, and this is where I have a real problem with it. A, I think it's pretty vile if you're a 29-year-old dude and you're in a position of power and you trick a 15-year-old student into sex with you. I think that's pretty vile and reprehensible. From what I read of the story today, and of course, it doesn't go into great details, but the way that I read it, the girl slept on the floor in college because she was scared makes it sound like this wasn't consensual, even though, I mean, a 15-year-old can't consent to begin with. But if a 15-year-old did have the choice, it sounded like this girl had no choice whatsoever. It sounded like not only was it statutory rape, it was also like rape. Yeah. The way that you would think of it. And
that's the Reddit comment that was deleted, and it mentions that she was suffering from PTSD. Like, if that's
there's the result of all this. There's different kinds of rape. There's the 19-year-old dude who has a 16-year-old girlfriend. Is it right? No. It's there. I think there's some gray area when it comes to stuff like that. If you're a 29-year-old coach and you bang a 15-year-old, much less without her permission, there's no gray area to me. And again, I haven't seen all the evidence. All I've done is read. Do I know if, I mean, so I'm not trying to say that this guy should, I will say this. If what I read today has any base in fact, and all he got was some probation, that judge got some splaining to do, because that ain't right. That ain't right.
Well, let's hope it's not the same guy. It doesn't look good. But you know me, I'm gonna stop short of condemning someone until we know. But I'm also hearing from a lot of people who would know, and it doesn't look really good.
Yeah, there's a Twitter comment that was retweeted by a guy that we know, and I'll show it to you on the break. You'll probably see it.
Okay. You know what? Hopefully will be in the mail when I get home. My Boomer Naturals.
Beauty magazine.
No, my Boomer Naturals mask I ordered. Damn, I set you up and you're going, nudies? Come on, dude, I have the internet for that.
I don't know what you're into these days.
I'm trying to help with transition.
I'm into Boomer Naturals masks. And if you're looking for a mask, you could say, well, I was reading about masks today and the safest kinds of masks and how actually effective masks are. And if you get the right kind of mask, it can be very effective. That said, there's a lot of people who they don't believe in masks. They think, oh, I'm going to do what I want. I'm only wearing a mask because this business will let me in if I've got one. Personally, if I'm going to wear a mask, I want it to be one that actually works and actually gives me some kind of a protection. So that's what I'm looking for. And that's where Boomer Naturals comes in. They've got the nano silver technology woven into the fabric. It blocks the little droplets and particles from getting to your nose and mouth. And that's what I'm looking for. And they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. So they're helping the people. How can you hate on that? Excuse me. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% on your order. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online only at BoomerNaturals.com. Don't forget that promo code Hoffman.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Multiple sources now telling me that it doesn't look good. So,
sorry. Lamont, and I want to make sure because if Lamont's confused, I want to make sure that not multiple people are. He said, WTF to his credit, man, you are nuts. And I'm saying from just a, like, going to jail situation. Like, I don't know if you can, like, you know, retry the guy because he got some BS punishment. I think his punishment is, if the punishment was purely probation, that's messed up. But the reality is, it appears, from what I read again, that he's done his time according to the justice system. Now, is that fair? Not to me. No. To me, if you bang a kid, you should probably just be tarred and feathered. But.
Or have your thing cut off.
Or that. Just, yeah. You're turned into a eunuch. You walk around looking like a Ken doll for the rest of your life.
The one thing I will always say is that if, you know, I do believe that if people, whatever their sentence is, you know, once they're done, that's fine. But that doesn't mean, it's just like free speech, right? I can say whatever the hell I want. Doesn't mean the company is going to keep me around for what I said. And this is kind of the same thing. It's like, yeah, you've done your time. Doesn't mean that I want you on my team.
Yeah.
And I can safely say that's not the kind of person that we would have here. And not for that. There are, but I do think there are people that do deserve forgiveness and do deserve a second chance and that I think we would look hard at. Not that one. That's on my Rushmore of stuff that I have no use for you. So a couple things from the text line, excuse me. Person I know sat in line for free testing, turned away because they ran out of tests, but ended up showing up on a positive test and never got tested. So what are the numbers really? We don't know. That's a problem. I mean, and how many people have had it and don't know it? I mean, it's just all these things. And then I'm a district administrator in the Houston area. It's still sexual assault based on coercion. That's just if it's – now, that's high school, right? Because college, they don't really discourage it.
Yeah.
I mean, and somebody just drove by home plate across from Minute Maid, and it's still open. I've never seen a human inside there outside of when the Stros play at home. How is that place open but Lucky's closes? Lucky's was the landlord. They basically shut down everything there, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
And Lamont comes out, if you did your time with the justice system, no problem, but essentially changing your name and past is basically tricking the public as you did the kids you manipulated. I'm asking him to do more justice time. Now, that is another thing. Like, I could see getting fired for lying about who you are and what, like, I know there's a lot of people in the media who, like, there's a lot of radio people, for instance, who their radio name, that's not their real live name. I don't think there's anybody on our station who has a fake radio name. I don't think.
Maybe on SB Nation.
I'm sure.
There's got to be a couple Nation. Guys there, yeah.
Like, do you think Tony Bruno's real name is Tony Bruno?
No. David Delotti.
Is that a phony name?
His first name, maybe it was his middle name, but I think it was Magdy. Delotti?
That's Nick's first name.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Then maybe.
But that's not like for radio.
Well, yeah,
purposes.
That's not that's
right.
Just,
I mean,
that's
he's just, Nick
he's
is
gone
Nick.
By yeah. Nick.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I there are a lot of radio people who change their name so they can have some sort of anonymity on like in the real world, and I've never really thought it was that big of a deal. But there are some people who do. Okay. In fact, the guy who got me into radio, Wally Lynn. His real name, not Wally Lynn. So there's guys who do that. That said, those guys are doing it for different reasons. That's like writing under a different name, writing books under a different name versus it. When you're trying to cover up a crime, it feels different than when you're just trying to not tell people what your real name is.
Pretty sure when I change my name to Max Falcon, everybody's going to know who I am.
Yes.
Unless I move to Canada and yeah, I that's, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because when the wife first moved here, she thought she couldn't believe we were using our real names. It's like nobody, you know, nobody in Canada uses their real names right. on the radio. And that's common in a lot of places, but it never occurred to me not to.
Kid Craddock's real name wasn't Kid Craddock.
Wasn't Kid?
I don't think it was. Bobby Bones, a guy that I worked with in Austin and has now gone on to be like the most famous guy in all of radio today. Real name, not Bobby Bones. I mean, there's a lot of guys who do that. But again, these are guys not doing it to cover up some sort of criminal activity or make sure that they don't get Google searched and find out that they banged a kid. That's the deceit.
Sorry, go ahead.
What about Show? I don't think that's his real name.
I don't think Show is his real name. But
that's
his real name.
That's not nice of you to say,
Show
Tyler.
Show says Ronnie Hughley is his real name.
It's Ronnie the Show Hughley.
Hey, man, my boy Show ain't done nothing wrong, let me tell you. If he had, I'd be the first one to put the old Baytown badass ass whooping on him. But I'm here to tell you, Show's good fella. He's good peeps. He ain't doing none of that funny business with the kids.
Oh, man.
I'd know for sure, man. I'd tell on his ass, too. Show's a keeper.
Believe me, if I were going to use an assumed name, I damn sure wouldn't pick Fred. I mean, honestly, who would intentionally call themselves Fred?
I mean, I think only people named Fred would actually cop to it.
See, Max Falcon would be cool. That one I would do, but it's kind of late for that. There's no point in it now. So, yeah, Teresa Rockface. Is Rockface her real name?
Rockface is not Teresa's last name. I met her and I asked her. I said, hey, is that your real name? And she said, no. So, okay, I believe you.
You know what we need to do is a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day before we forget.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Korea, the South version, the better version, and where they have a money laundering problem, but not the kind you would think. People are getting so scared of the Rona that they're actually washing their bills.
Okay. How's that working out for them?
Not very well, as a matter of fact, because it
who would have thought
causes damage to the bills.
Oh, yeah.
And a person...
Really? When you get paper wet, it damages it. I never would have thought that.
Yeah. Some of the money was seriously damaged, and the person had to reach out to Bank of Korea to find out whether they could be exchanged for new bills. Basically, they had to exchange them back at half the value. So now the Bank of Korea is warning people not to wash their paper money.
Don't do it. Don't launder your money.
Exactly. Oh, man. Do you really have to tell people that?
Apparently you do.
Well, and how much cash do people use these days? I mean, I have no cash.
I'm not a big cash guy myself. I deal in cash when I'm in Vegas, and that's about it.
But that's one of the things... That's one of the things you always figure, man, money's already dirty. It's just like poker chips are already dirty.
Yep.
That's got to be a negative. So I can understand why somebody might think, I'll clean this up, but yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Your number? 713-780-3776. Behan, it's a TV personality. Sometimes use different names. Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
You know, it's fairly common. y'all might not know, but The Rock changed his name to Dwayne Johnson. He didn't fool me.
Oh, I could tell it was still The Rock. I could see it.
He says people named Harold would change their name to Fred.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because, I mean, well, see, the problem with Fred is there aren't options. I'm Fred or Freddy. That's it. And I was Freddy my entire life.
Because you're not even Frederick.
No, I'm not a Frederick. So,
if you were a Frederick, would you go by Rick?
Nah, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably go by, I'd like to go back to being Freddy because I felt young when I was Freddy. But now I feel like at 55, you can't really
be
Freddy.
I think when you put a Y at the end of someone's name, it always makes them sound like a kid.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Like little Johnny.
Yeah.
Or little Joey.
Spanky,
as opposed to Spank, the adult.
Exactly.
Tylery is, it would make Tyler sound younger. I do think that would make you sound younger, but it's too late now. We can't go.
Well, I know we can't because all we'd have to redo all the imaging.
Yeah.
And then here's the other problem that it causes. And this, I dealt with this for years, people spelling it with IE and I spelled it with a Y, which does it really matter if it's not your real name? I mean, you're doing Freddy. So. I mean, I'd like to go back to that, but for some reason, that kind of went away when I left the Chronicle. I don't know why. It just became Fred. And somebody says, Harold is Hal. You could be Hal. Hal sounds kind of cool.
Or Harry.
Or Harry, yeah. 832. It's Falcon Rick. Oh, man.
Is that a Rick and Morty joke?
That's a Rick and Morty joke, yeah.
See, I'm all over it.
There you go. You're catching up. Does this make me a douche, but I can't wait for the next car chase play-by-play. Man, I have missed that. We need a car chase. And I'm not saying anyone should go out and run from the police, because that's wrong.
Have there been any during the quarantine? Maybe one or two, but probably not during your time slot.
Yeah. We haven't had one in a while. That's all I know. So, somebody says, is Fred Flintstone's name really Fred Flintstone?
Ironic. And Flintstone works at a quarry with his friend Barney Rubble. Sounds like BS to me. BS to me.
Somebody says Krueger is with a Y. See, and I admired Freddy Krueger. He was one of my favorites.
That's true. Probably a top five
Kill
Freddy
for me. Yeah, he is.
Like Mercury, Krueger.
It's a big drop off. We did this a couple weeks ago.
Fanny pack.
Rogers. Yeah, and then Fred Couples. I think that was about as far as we got before we're starting to say, hey, I might make that list.
So on the Mount Rushmore of Fred.
I'm not going to make the Mount Rushmore, but I'd be like on the, if Mr. Trump goes ahead and puts more heads on there, I might have a chance.
Yeah, because it's for sure. Fred Savage.
Okay, yeah, he's got me.
I wonder if that's a real name, though.
It might not be his real name, and if it's not, well, I hate to break it to you.
Fred Durst.
Yeah, he's probably better than me still.
Fred Astaire.
Dead. Doesn't count. Mercury dead, but does count. But that wasn't his real name either.
Fred the Crime Dog McGriff.
I think I got him.
Do you?
Yeah. Somebody says, I knew Kay Adams in college. Her real name is Dorothy Konopka, and she's unbearable in real life. She looks like she would be unbearable.
Frederick Douglass.
Okay, yeah, he wins.
Fred Savage. Real name.
Welcome to the show. Fred Willard.
That's a pretty good one.
What about former lowly Buffalo Bills running back Fred Jackson?
Probably now. I probably got him now.
Frederick II of Prussia.
Freddie Fender. Now I'm out of the top 10. I thought I might be able to hang around. No. Fred Taylor, somebody mentions. Nah, he's got me.
I think that's all.
Yeah, that's, I was hoping for.
I think you're right behind Freddie Garcia. Former Astro and Mariner pitcher.
But what is he now?
He's just a guy now. He's a retired ball player.
And a lot of former players are kind of pathetic now. So I think I got him. Maybe ahead of him, but below Freddie Fender.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wonder how many of those real... That would be the thing.
Fred Schneider of the B-52s. You more famous than him?
Probably not.
Because you wanted to be in a rock and roll outfit, and he actually was in a rock and roll outfit.
Yes, he was. They were successful, and I was not.
Yeah.
So there.
What about Fred Hoiberg?
That's kind of getting into relatively obscure basketball players. But what about the guy from Toronto?
He's the coach of Nebraska ball.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. But
ain't good now.
No.
What about Frederick II of Prussia?
Does Prussia even exist
anymore?
Didn't
you just say that guy's name?
Yeah, no. He did. Yeah,
you did.
He did.
What about Frederick the First of Prussia?
They both suck.
Van Vliet?
He's another one who a year ago, I was ahead of him. But no, suddenly turns into a player and wins a championship, and now he's a stud.
I can't come up with any more Freds, honestly.
All right, so I can probably safely say top 20.
Oh, let's go top 50.
Yeah, back into the top 20.
If we're counting Flintstone and Krueger?
Well, we're not counting Flintstone or Krueger.
Okay.
Then maybe they're not real Freds.
I'll give you top 20.
Okay. That's not bad. Now, if I had a real name, like...
Did you know Fred Rogers' middle name was McFeely?
That's very creepy.
That's the mailman's name, Mr. McFeely, with a special delivery. And that was Mr. Rogers' middle name.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.